Joining us in the studio this morning, we have Linda DeKramer, who is the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library. It's Patriot Day.
Yeah.
Day of Service and Remembrance.
Yes.
So
yes.
We wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
A lot of activities going on that way.
So. And, you know, I was thinking about that on my way over, and I thought, you know, we do have a lot of books in our library. And, mm-hmm. in fact, there's a nice display in the adult section right now on 9/11. And in the children's department, I have quite a few books in there about military service and, you know, families dealing with that kind of thing. So a lot of really lovely books and historical books as well. Yeah. on the date.
Yeah, it still brings up some real grief for folks, you know.
Yeah.
Every time they remember it. So.
Yeah. But yeah, for sure.
Obviously, it's one of those events that we shouldn't forget. So.
Right.
More modern history, but now coming up at the library, you have some programs that you wanted to mention. Now you're doing something tomorrow that has other city departments involved.
right. It is the annual Touch a Truck event. It is the event of the year for kids who love vehicles.
That it is.
It really is. It's pretty exciting. It is by the Ripon Police Department and Parks and Rec, and they engage as many other city departments as they can to participate in the event. So it's a wonderful showing of collaboration for the city of Ripon. The library will be there with our station. I bring a little mini Touch the Truck. I bring all the foot-to-floor vehicles so the kids can just be ramming around on all those things out on, you know, at we should mention it's at Barlow Park, which is accessible at 219 West Griswold Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a free event. You just come and show up and enjoy yourself. Come visit us at the library station. Take a load off. It's a nice place to sit down. We're usually in a shaded area, and we'll have activities and books. The Girl Scouts of the Northwest Great Lakes region, otherwise known to me as Giss and Wiggle.
Okay.
So I remember how it goes. They will be there right next to us, you know, partnering in activities. And some Girl Scouts will be there reading to kids, engaging with kids. I'm going to have one of those just because I had to buy one for the summer reading program theme, which was Unearth a Story. So we did a lot of dinosaur stuff this summer. Mm-hmm. So I have one of those blow up dinosaur costumes, which I don't care who you are or what the season is. It's funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's just everybody's fascinated by it. So anyway,
it's supposed to be terrifying, but it doesn't come across that way.
No, so. It's so funny. So anyway, so that is tomorrow from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at Barlow Park. So again, that's accessible at 219 West Griswold Street. So we hope to see you there. The other event I'd like to mention is Storytime is underway. So that is Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. So don't miss us. We have a grand time. Always have fun. Touch on some early literacy components that caregivers can just incorporate easily and naturally into their day and feel empowered by knowing they're preparing their kid to be ready to read and make connections with other people who are doing the most wonderful thing you will ever do, the most joyful thing you ever do, raise a young human being, but it is also the hardest thing you will ever do. So it's great to have those connections. And I will mention, just if anyone is out there wondering and thinking, oh, well, that's just for moms and their kids. It is not. I think that probably it's about a 50-50 split between whether or not it is a parent accompanying a child to story time, or whether it's a caregiver, you know, a babysitter, a daycare provider, a grandparent, some other family member. So do come check us out. It's a very friendly environment. It's a very with the new children's wing, it's very conducive to meeting the needs of kids who can't sit. That's the other thing. People think, well, my kid can't sit. It's like, guess what? Kids in motion can listen and learn. They can. Right. So it's just the act of being there and the support and the community that comes out of that experience. And then after story time, I always have some kind of a simple little craft or activity, little enrichment things for the kids to do. And then people hang out and play with toys from the toy library. And a lot of times the crowd doesn't leave till it's lunchtime. Almost. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's a little bit more about story time than I usually share. But if you haven't checked it out, please do. I do want to mention for teens, parents of teens, caregivers of teens, if they haven't been to the library, send them over. With our renovation, we now have a dedicated space for teens. And our adult and teen services librarian, Susie Menk, has started a teen advisory board. It's called TAB, Teen Advisory Board. And so they are directing, you know, decisions about how the space is arranged and decorated and also about the programming for teens. So their first program that they decided they wanted to do is called a street art mural. So if think about street art, paint cans, spray paint cans, and so that is going to happen. This street art mural painting is going to happen on Sunday, September 20th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. And honestly, I can't, let me check here. I can't remember whether you have to register for that. I don't think you do. No, but do wear your older clothing in case you get paint on it. Or, you know, wear something that you just want to look really hip and cool once you get a whole bunch of sprayed paint on it. So anyway, but no, it there is not registration for that. Come as you are, Sunday, September 20, 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the library. And then the other event I thought I would just quickly mention is that the first Saturday of October, so mark your calendars in advance, Parks and Rec, Ripon Public Library, and A Dog's Tale are partnering on an event called Paws in the Park. Oh. So there will be, you know, it's all about people who love and support dogs as family members and the people who care for them. So there will be informational booths. There will be just fun things to do. Bingo and Bluey will be there.
Now, Ripon does have a dog park, don't they?
Yeah. I should get in touch with the dog park.
Yeah.
I don't think we've touched base with them yet.
This going to be held?
This will also be at Barlow Park.
Okay.
Yeah, this will be at Barlow Park. And there will be adoptable dogs there from some of the organizations, the Green Lake Area Animal Shelter and Second Chance North, which is a rescue. Both of our dogs are from Second Chance North. And so we love everyone and everybody who supports dogs. Animal House Feed, we're going to have some raffle baskets. I know for sure Animal House Feed is sending something to the event. And it'll just be a lot of fun. And here are the Girl Scouts again, Giss and Wiggle. their theme right now is called Forever Friends.
Oh, nice.
So, so they have a lot of programs and activities really well suited to this event. So they're going to be at this as well.
Nice.
So, yeah, so that's Saturday, October 3rd from 10 to 11:30 at Barlow Park in Ripon here. And again, that's 219 West Griswold Street. Okay. Yeah, so that's events.
All right. So I got one question to ask you. Now, originally, the renovation project was supposed to be completed this month, but I know that they had some stuff that came up that they had to do. So,
well, it will be finished. The construction work and the contractors in the building will be done by the deadline, September 30th. The thing for the public to understand, though, is that just because they have left the building, there is a lot of chaos that remains because we have staff have been, flexing and moving our working spaces and other things all over the building in different places for the past, 8 months or so. 9 months. So it's, we have a lot of, the staff has a lot of work to do once the contractors leave the building in terms of cleaning up, reorganizing, getting signage up. We're even going to paint some walls. There wasn't funding to paint all of the rooms in the lower level, so we're going to be doing things like that. So take a breath and be patient. The lower level may not be completely accessible until November 1st. So if anyone is looking to get back into those meeting rooms, which are downstairs, we're going to try to do that as quickly as we can, bring those online. They may not all come online again at the same time. So currently, we've decided that we will take reservations. Like, you could call today, and we will take reservations beginning at November 1 and later. We're leaving October off of the calendar in terms of booking meeting rooms. Hopefully, we'll get some of those things rolling before November 1st, but as of right now, that's our functional plan.
Okay. Linda, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it. That is Linda DeKramer, who's the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library.